Hello and welcome to an episode of Amateur Tarot Pod, a podcast where we, two non-mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
That is one of your hosts. His name is Brian.
And that is your other host. His name is Ben.
And together, we're here to solve life's greatest mysteries. The Loch Ness Monster is real. Bigfoot is real.
Magic is real.
The end. We've solved all of life's greatest mysteries. We've stated them here, emphatically, on a podcast, and you can trust us, because what incentive do we have to lie to you?
Yeah. One thing. Do you think that giving people our real names every episode is dangerous?
How so?
Well, if you know the name of a demon, you can control it.
Okay.
If you know the name of Rumpelstiltskin, you have to...
Say it.
Rumpelstiltskin has to give you your baby back, or whatever.
Is that how that story goes?
Yeah, like you have to guess Rumpelstiltskin's name, and then if you're able to guess Rumpelstiltskin's name, then you don't have to give your firstborn child, which you agreed to do because Rumpelstiltskin stayed up all night spinning straw into gold.
Maybe just don't make the deal.
There's that. Mr. Mitzelplick from...
What?
From Superman comics.
You just made that up.
I didn't.
What's his story, Brian?
He's an alien from like the 23rd dimension or something like that, and can do all kinds of impossible things, but you have to get him to say his name backwards so that then he blinks out of existence.
Okay.
Yeah, it seems like a stretch.
Tell me more about this 23rd dimension.
I think that I was born a little bit after the Silver Age of comics, so my knowledge might be a little bit rusty.
Okay. Well, this was all a build-up to say something about, I guess where you were trying to go with this is like, if they know our names, they can control us?
Yeah. Do you think that's a danger that we have since we do work in the mystical realm?
Yeah. Well, I feel like you already control me. So maybe it's too late for me.
Do you think that's because I know your name or just because I'm overbearing?
Maybe a little bit of both. I mean, think about it this way. If you didn't know my name, how would you get my attention to be overbearing?
Yeah, I guess I would just be a bully.
You would say, like, Charles, Sam, Steve, and I would never turn around and look at you because you wouldn't be talking to me.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you say my name, you say Ben, and then I say what? And then you're like, we have to do this podcast. I'm like, do we have to?
Who are you?
And then I know your name, Brian.
Yes.
And that makes me feel bad if I don't do the podcast.
Oh, it makes you feel bad to know my name?
Well, it makes me feel bad because, like, if I didn't know your name, if you were just some faceless stranger, I wouldn't feel bad turning you down. And so the fact that you know my name and I know your name links us in this way. So maybe the fact that we don't know all of the LOL's names saves us.
Do you think that all friendships are just power struggles?
Or guilt trips?
Same thing.
Depends on which side you're on.
Please don't use our names against us.
So like we said, we've solved all of life's greatest mysteries. The Loch Ness Monster is real, Bigfoot is real, Rumpelstiltskin is real, and also all friendships are just guilt trips and power struggles.
Unless you get your friend to say their name backwards.
And then they blink out of existence.
Besides solving all these mysteries, well, the way that we solve all these mysteries is by using tarot cards.
Yes, we do. We use them just like how we knew that Bigfoot was real was through tarot cards.
Wait, are Bigfoot and Yeti the same family?
I think so.
Okay. It's like we've had a Yeti on the show.
Yes.
A Yeti chef.
The Yeti chef, yeah.
So we know that Yetis are real.
Yeah, on episode, insert episode number here, we've had Yeti chef on the episode.
Note to Maggie, our historian, after this episode comes out, please let us know what episode we reference the Yeti chef, and then we'll go back and fill this in.
Yeah.
We won't go back and fill this in.
But we will appreciate the knowledge of knowing the episode that Yeti Chef was in. However, I feel like we probably just named the episode
Yeti
Chef.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. Like, we're putting a lot of emotional labor on Maggie, our historian, where...
Doing God's work.
Where we don't need that work to be done. We literally named it Yeti Chef.
You could probably just search our website, amateurtarot.com.
Remember to not pimp the website at the end of the show now, because we've already done it here.
Oh, I can't do it twice?
Well, you can, but I just don't want people to get tired of it. Okay. They already know our names, Ben.
Great point. So back to the drawing of the cards. We do draw them. We draw three of them. And the order that we draw them consists of the recent past, the current actions, and the future 100%. Got to start over. And the order that we draw them indicates the recent past, the current actions, and the future 100% money back spiritual goal guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
Nice.
When you mess that up, it's like if you're doing a 100-meter dash and you like stumble off the starting block, you can't recover.
Yeah, then the whole race is done.
So
they've all learned your name.
Somebody made me do that.
And then after we do that, considering we haven't been zapped to the 23rd dimension yet, we tease the card of the week.
Yep.
And no, then, right now we're teasing the card
of the week. Yeah, we're teasing it.
We do the card of the week.
We follow through on the tease.
I feel like by calling into question whether or not we are under control of someone, we have put ourselves under the control of someone. The whole rest of the show is just going to be stumbling and falling over things and not knowing how we do our own show.
Well, we've only done 111. Maybe we'll get it soon.
Yeah, maybe we'll catch up.
And then after the card of the week, we do an outro.
Yes.
And then I don't know what we do.
You blink back to your dimension.
I guess, but like, is anything that I do after this show free will, or am I just under someone else's control, yours or someone else's?
I think that you'll find that you're always doing something under someone else's control.
It's like a very Fight Club point of view.
I guess we don't want to go down that path right now.
No, we don't. I was going to say something else. Oh, I was going to say that now you have to keep me messing up the future 100% money back spiritual goal guaranteed outcome for the only outcome because we then did like 30 seconds of commentary.
Yeah, we like talked about it for a while.
So now you have to keep that in and the walls will know that I stumbled.
Oh my gosh. Maybe my computer knows our names and that's what's tricking us. That's what's keeping us messing up.
Maybe you make me do the podcast because your computer is making you do the podcast.
Oh my goodness. And Steve Jobs' ghosts made my computer.
Who's also been on an episode, Maggie. He's been on several episodes.
Yes. At least two.
Yeah.
And that's several in our
history. In our book, that might make him the most frequent. Well, Seth.
Yeah. Seth has hosted a few times.
And then Steve Jobs' ghost. And Zombie Mozart has made a couple appearances as well.
I think we've talked about Zombie Mo. You have a lot of work cut out for you, Maggie. And since I know your name,
we're controlling you.
All right. But if you don't want to do it, that is totally understandable.
This is the guilt portion. First the power, then the guilt.
Well, should we stop abusing our power and get to the magic of the thing?
I guess. Or is that just you being powerful and making us move forward?
Well, whatever it is, we're going into Queerance Corner.
Well, this week's question comes to us from Daniel, who is from Houston. And Daniel...
We know your name, Daniel.
Houston, Texas. I feel like maybe there's some listeners who don't know where Houston is. Like European listeners.
Yeah, that could be.
They don't know. They know Texas.
Maybe.
They know not to mess with it.
We all know not to mess with it.
And they know that everything's bigger there.
That, I feel like that is also, I wonder how many common things about America.
People know.
People outside of America just know through osmosis or whatever, or through Americans being very loud. Like, do they know not to mess with Texas?
I feel like they might know that everything is bigger than Texas before they would know not to mess with it. Unless they connected those dots. They're like, oh, things are big there, so I don't want to mess with them.
I feel like animals are bigger in Australia, like scary animals.
Yeah.
So not like, yeah, maybe there's scorpions in Texas. But
do you think that in Australia there's another podcast and somebody's doing it and they're like, you know, for our American listeners, don't mess with Canberra. Everyone knows that.
Everybody knows that. Everything's bigger in Bondi Beach.
Exactly.
I've been watching a lot of Australian television on Netflix.
I was going to say Bondi Beach was a really deep cut. Canberra, people know.
When I was younger, my family almost moved to Canberra.
What?
And almost moved to Oahu.
Why?
Because my family was a military family.
Oh.
But instead,
the Australian military?
We stayed in Virginia.
Womp, womp, womp.
Yeah. It's a sad story. I'm pretty sure that the only reason people could make me live like that is because they gave me that name in order to control me. All right. Should we do the thing that we said we were going to do?
Yeah, but where does the demon Like, is it just those stories that you mentioned? Like, this trope of, like, if you know the demon's name, you can control it?
Oh, that's a real thing. Knowing a demon's name is the first step to being able to conjure the demon.
Okay.
And then there's a lot of other steps that I haven't quite gotten to in my study of demonology yet. Okay.
Also, the way that you just said, like, no, it's a real thing, was, like, very intense in such a way as you're like, this is not a real thing from fiction, but, like, a real thing from the universe.
A real thing from demonology.
This is a real thing. Just, like, it's a real fact that, like, the Broncos are going to win the Super Bowl this year. It's real.
Are they still a team?
I have no idea.
A football team?
Sure.
That's the Super Bowl. Football. We know a lot about sports.
All right. Daniel from Houston, Texas, which you don't mess with and where everything is bigger, says, I feel like my life is very busy in my
job. This question is really big. It's a long question. Everything is bigger in Texas. Good job, Daniel. Way to support your state.
I feel like my life is very busy in my job, relationships, friendships, and side passions, interests. Lots of things are going on, but they're mostly good things.
Brag.
Even so, I've always had a personal goal to achieve, like the next career title or next personal project or next physical move, but I'm starting to feel like I'm goalless at the moment. Nothing is wrong. Okay, great. Moving on to the card of the week. In fact, I'm quite happy. Again. But this time, it feels different, and I can't tell if it's stagnation or just happy plateauing. Any clarity would help. Thanks. Smiley face.
We have never had a question like this, where someone has come to us and been like, everything's perfect. What can you tell me? So, bold move coming out of Texas. I wouldn't want to mess with you.
No. Because he's happy. So this is good, though. I actually, despite the fun I was making of the question, I think it's a good question.
It is a good question. I feel like it's stretching us beyond where we've been before.
Yeah. And I feel like people can relate to this. Not you, but people.
Not me. You can probably relate to it. You seem like a very well-adjusted, happy person all the time.
Sometimes.
No one's ever said that to me. Like, if I was like, sometimes, people would be like, really?
And then they would say your name backwards and you blink into the 23rd dimension.
Oh, yes. Maybe that's why I'm so unhappy, because I have like 22 few dimensions here.
That could be it. Wait, that's not right at all.
Well, we have 3 dimensions.
And we said the 23rd dimension.
So here, there's 22 few dimensions for me.
That would imply that right now you just have one dimension. 23 minus 22.
Minus 22 minus 3. We have 3 dimensions here.
Right.
And so the 23rd dimension
would be 20 dimensions missing.
Yeah.
But you said 22 dimensions.
I think you said 22
dimensions. No, you said, play the tape back.
Maggie, find out. Find out what was said and we'll edit it in post.
Roll the tape. All right. In any event. Sure. Lack of dimensions.
Well, let's go ahead and see if we can tackle this intricate question.
Given that you can't do basic subtraction, I don't know if we can.
No one said you had to be able to do basic math to make a podcast.
I guess that's true.
And I don't need real science to do metaphysical stuff.
Also true.
So, however many dimensions it is, which I think I said it right, we're just going to go with it.
All the laws know. We don't know, but the laws know. They know one of us is right.
Yes, and it's me.
All right.
Okay.
Rumpelstiltskin, Rumpelstiltskin, Rumpelstiltskin.
This week, we are going to use the
Is he like Beetlejuice? If I said his name 3 times, will he show up?
Well, obviously not, because he didn't show up, unless he's waiting outside the door. So I guess we won't know that until we're done recording.
Yes.
And you're going home.
And it'll be too late.
Yep. Then all my straw will be inconveniently turned to gold.
Shoot.
Drat. Should we go ahead and answer Daniel's question?
Let's look at the deck.
All right. This week, our deck is the Steel Wizard Tarot.
Okay. Not what you would expect.
No?
No. You said Steel Wizard. I was expecting... Well, now that I'm digging deeper into this, it's what I expected. I was expecting, like, Dungeons & Dragons type thing.
Yeah.
But then the first card is not a real tarot card, just tarot card... Number 27?
Yeah, there's a lot of cards in this deck.
Tarot card number 27.
It's an 88 card deck. Which there's 10 extra cards.
I am, which is just sort of like an abstract I thing. there's only 21 major arcana cards, right?
Yeah, there's 10 extra cards in this deck.
Oh my god. And there's, here's card 26, Evolution, which is a bunch of heads. Like an Animorph style head thing.
So that's fun.
Then finally we get to a real card, the Tower, which has a dragon destroying a tower. Now that's what I expected from the Steel Wizard Tarot deck.
That's what I call tarot. Number 88.
25, Materials. I'm sure we'll get all fake cards. Otherwise, this is just a colored pencil Dungeons and Dragons type artwork that you would probably expect from the Steel Wizard Tarot deck. 3 stars.
3 stars for the Steel Wizard.
Strange borders, and the cards are also too big. What is it with cards that are
too
big?
The cards are too big. Last week, both of our decks were too big.
Do anything that you want. Do anything that you want on the cards, but why do you mess with the size of the cards?
Yes.
I don't care what your art style is or what you want to do.
What you're trying to say with the deck.
Just make up cards if you want, but why would you make them so big that I can't use your deck? My goodness. It's like giving up on shuffling.
That's fine.
It's not even worth it. It's not even worth it anymore.
I have a feeling that we're about 2 oversized decks away from Ben quitting.
Oh my gosh. I can't. I just can't do it. Here you go. Whatever. The order that it's in is the order that it's in.
That is shuffling.
Sure. Here we go.
Oh, we need to recap the question.
Okay, here we go. Recapping the question. Everything's great for Daniel, and yet he's writing in to let us tell him what could be wrong so that he has something to worry about.
Yeah. It's the queerance version of a humble brag.
Flip.
The Six of Cups.
Okay. This card's funny.
Why is that?
It's funny to me because in the card, there's this maiden whose back is to us. And she's standing next to a short retaining wall, which has 6 cups with flowers on it. And then, oh, who's this coming up from the path in the distance? It's a young suitor with his own cup full of flowers.
Oh, there's only 5 cups on the wall.
I know. Did I say 6?
You said 6.
Okay, well, I can't count, and you can't do
subtraction. How many dimensions did I add earlier?
Too many. Maggie. So, what makes me laugh about this card is, I'm sure there's, you know, whatever interpretation, but she's like this guy is, like, trying to come up and court her, and then, meanwhile, she's like, well, I already have 5 cups.
I have plenty of cups, but if you want to leave it here.
Yeah. It's like, too late for him. Yeah. Kind of like The Bachelorette.
I've never watched The Bachelorette.
I haven't either, but I know that they have roses, and then they give out roses to the people that they want to keep.
Oh, so maybe she just gave him that cup.
Oh, because he gets to go on to the next round.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now it's a positive card again.
Sure. I like that interpretation because it'll make sense with Daniel's question.
Wonderful. That's called intuitive tarot reading.
Yeah. So normally the Six of Cups is sort of about nostalgia and looking back on times in your life when things were kind of rosy. And I'm going to meld that with our own interpretation of this guy has this cup and this woman has 5 cups. It's all coming together to paint a picture of, you know, reflecting. This is the past card. So kind of reflecting on this past where maybe Daniel was striving a bit to achieve some goals. And he's kind of achieved those goals. But now he's sort of wistfully looking back on a time when he was striving a bit and things were coming together. Because when things, you know, when a plan comes together, it feels good. Now to the present.
The King of Pentacles.
Okay, the King of Pentacles is a man with a very long mustache. Like, the mustache
he's got to put rubber bands on
like,
the end of it.
Collarbone. It's very long. And he's holding some sort of black bird, maybe a crow or a raven. And
those are the 2 types of blackbirds.
Okay. Are there others?
Nope.
Okay. 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie.
Those are crows and ravens.
Okay. Not 4 and 20 different kind of birds?
No. What other kind of just blackbirds are there?
I don't know.
And penguins have white bellies.
True.
Flamingos are pink.
Yep.
And there are no other birds.
There you go. And this man is standing outside of his castle in a orchard with like grapes and acorns.
The King of Pentacles is appropriate for the question also.
Sure it is.
This individual is at the top of their game. They know how to use the things that they have and they're able to use that to benefit themselves and everyone around them.
Especially in a like material sort of way. Mm-hmm. And Daniel's question, you know, his life is busy and his job and relationships and friendships and side hustles and things like that. Not relationships necessarily, but the rest, you know, like jobs and side hustles and things, those are all material, tangible things. And this King of Pentacles is the master of those things. He has it all under control. He's at the, you know, he doesn't have anything left to strive for. He's done it.
Great. So right now we're at the part of the show where we have restated your question.
Yeah. But isn't it amazing how it always works?
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Flip.
The Seven of Cups.
Okay. Now the Seven of Cups here is, I was going to say Cinderella, which is wrong.
You are thinking of Rapunzel.
Rumpelstiltskin, which is wrong. And I was thinking of Rapunzel.
Maybe it's Rapunzelstiltskin.
Maybe. But it's a woman sitting in a castle window, which I assume must be a tower. Kind of staring off into the distance. And then in the masonry above her on the arch of the window are seven different cups that have different things in them. Different than what you normally would think.
It's not a ghost and a snake?
Nope. It is a white dove, a castle, a scroll or diploma, grapes, a dragon, a black lotus, and a ship.
Hmm. Wonder what happened to the ghost.
Maybe it turned into a white dove, which is just a pigeon that's white.
Which is just an albino crow.
Exactly. So the Seven of Cups is all about making a choice and coming out of dreamland.
Yeah, it's about being able to make up your mind about something.
Mm-hmm. So I have a thought.
I would like for you to posit that.
Okay, well, the thought is that Daniel feels goalless at the moment. And I wonder if the fact that he feels goalless is not a consequence of not having any goals, but as a consequence of not moving forward towards something. Does that make sense? No. You're squinting. I'll keep talking. Which is to say that Daniel says his life is really busy. All of these things are going on. And it sort of seems like this situation where he's looking out at these seven cups and, you know, he's thinking like, I don't know what to do. I'm sort of goalless because I have all of these balls that I'm juggling. But if he just focused on one of the balls, something new would present it. So like if he really focused on his job, then maybe his goal would become getting the next promotion. Or if he really focused on his friendships, you know, maybe something would come out of, you know, there'd be a goal that comes out of that. Or if he really thought about his side hobbies, instead he feels goalless because he's just like keeping all these balls in the air. Mm-hmm. But if he focused on one ball at the moment, it would, some goals would come out of that.
And I think I figured out what that ball should be.
Okay.
We started off with the Six of Cups, mm-hmm. and cups are about emotions and relationships.
Yep.
And
we're ending with cups also.
The six is kind of in the middle. So you're like partway there.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have right now the King of Pentacles.
Okay.
And that's the top of the game in the Pentacles game.
Yes. Can't get any better than that.
And then we go back to cups,
mm-hmm.
and it's a person like thinking about what they need to spend time on.
Yep.
Go back to those relationships.
I think so.
Go back and spend that time strengthening your relationships and fortifying your emotions.
I think that's good. I think that was a nice way to bring it all together.
And that way you can still ride this wave of happiness and this inexplicable lack of existential dread. And you can keep elevating it so that while you are plateauing, you are still building something else.
Well, Daniel, I hope that we've created a problem for you. Hope that helps.
Thanks, Daniel. That was awesome. And we know your name now, so
we control you.
We can control you, and we can take all your happiness for our own.
If I say Daniel's name three times, will he show up? And then we can ask him if our advice helped.
Well, my attic is kind of small, so let's just hold off on that right now.
Okay. What if we, is there some way we could say some combination of our names and Daniel's names so that we would end up in Houston?
Mm, it's probably warmer there.
It's also bigger, so we wouldn't have to fit him into a small space.
Yeah, we could just fit us into Houston.
Yeah, exactly.
What would we do there?
What would we do in Houston?
Yeah.
I don't know. Eat tacos?
Steaks and tacos and drill oil?
Yeah.
There's no way that people in other countries know a ton about each of the individual states in America because we don't.
No. Their football team used to be named the Houston Oilers.
And now I think they are the Houston Texans.
Yes.
Which is easier to remember.
Sort of like a Mobius strip type thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was the most time we may have ever spent in the liminal space between Queerance Corner and Card of the Week.
Should we jump right into Card of the Week?
I wouldn't say right in. We've already spent a considerable portion of time out here.
But wherever we start from, we're going to jump right into it.
All right.
So.
Yep.
Ugh.
Here we are.
Card of the Week. And this is for everybody. Ben, you'll be happy to know that this tarot deck is the size of a tarot deck.
Thank goodness.
There may be something you're unhappy to know. It's a cat deck.
Oh, no. Well, the Curious Cat Tarot got a lot of stars.
The Curious Cat Tarot
got an award, and I can't remember the full name of the award. Maggie? The Tarot's Choice Best Cat Deck for Your Money Cat Deck Tarot
Ben
Award
Noble.
By Ben Noble. Yeah.
And it was in a Nintendo Seal of Approval.
Yes. Maggie will figure out what the name was.
I'm starting to feel badly for Maggie because it seems like she really enjoys taking the stuff from the show and then putting it into the group for everybody to discuss. Mm-hmm. And we have made a lot of work for her this time.
Well, maybe Maggie, like Daniel, is feeling rudderless and without problems. And so we are doing a service by providing problems for her to solve.
You've got 99 problems and Amateur Tarot Pod is one.
Is 99.
Is all of them.
All right. Well, this is the, what is it? The Marseille Cat Tarot.
Yes. The Marseille Cat Tarot.
Okay.
Is it Marseille? Marseille?
I say Marseille.
Well,
whatever.
Let's say both of them three times and whichever one appears.
Well, no. Okay. This deck, though, the Marseille deck or Marseille deck is a pip deck.
Yeah. That's what a Marseille deck is.
And so, although these are very intricate pips.
Are they?
I will say, yeah. So the pictures of the cats, they're very fancy Renaissance cats. Which is fun. I feel like whatever I gave this last time was probably lower. Or I guess I didn't ever give it last time. But
yeah.
Like we used it a long time ago and I was probably like, this is a stupid deck. But now I think it's just funny because all of these cats have these ridiculous Renaissance outfits on. And then the pips themselves have the requisite symbols. But then they also have these playful cats.
That's fun.
Oh my gosh. The death card is the Grim Reaper. Except he's like rubbing the cat's belly.
And that skull has such a grin on its face. Yeah. It looks like a Far Side comic.
Yes. Also, Brian, these cards are inside out and upside down.
That shows you how long ago we used this deck.
Yep. Four stars.
Four stars for the Marseille Cat Tarot or Marseille Cat Tarot.
It's fun.
Excellent.
I like it. I was all revved up to just tear this one apart. Can't judge a deck by its box art.
I get so excited to hand Ben decks that I think he's not going to like because I love his reactions. And it's always shocking to me when Ben's like, no, this is a good deck.
I want to shuffle this deck all day after the after the time I've had the last 2 weeks.
It just fits right in your hands.
Well, here's the card of the week. Flip. It is a pip.
It is the Six of Coins.
Okay. That's the charity card.
Great. Oh, yeah, describe this card, what this cat's doing.
Oh, that's kind of funny. There's six coins, but this cat, in his little fancy Renaissance outfit, is digging in and, like, pulling his pockets inside out, and there's nothing in him.
Yeah, if it was a little bit more cartoony, there'd be little moths flying around.
See, this is why this deck has four stars.
The Little White Book says, a young male cat dressed in fashionable clothing balances in the center of a foliage motif where six gold coins surround him. The gold coins are embossed with weighing scales. Keywords, resources, / lack of resources.
Huh.
That's, I think that those are, the keyword is like right side up or reversed.
Mm.
Because all of these have the thing and then the opposite of the thing as the keywords.
All right.
So the keyword is resources.
Resources.
So this week, corral your resources and use them for good.
Yeah.
I think that's the advice that the cards are giving with this six of coins.
Okay. I'm satisfied.
What's this cat's name?
Whiskers.
Aw. Whiskers, whiskers, whiskers. We'll let you know if there is Rumpelstiltskin or a cat waiting outside.
We'll find out. Maggie.
What if all these things just started showing up at Maggie's house?
Yeah.
There's like the Yeti chef and Steve Jobs ghost.
We said her name like not three times in a row, but we've said it 100 times on this episode.
Yeah.
So she's showing up. Or do you have to do it like, what's the time limit on how long I can take by saying someone's name?
I don't know. I used to think about that with Beetlejuice when I was younger, because like, I think there's a point where they say it twice and then they don't say it a third time, but then they do say it again eventually.
Right. So there has to be some sort of time limit.
Maybe it's just they have to be consecutive.
Yeah. Like you can't say like Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. I love chicken nuggets, Beetlejuice.
Right.
Okay.
Because it would probably mess something up in the transport, and then it would be like Beetlejuice with a bunch of like chicken nugget welts all over his face.
Gross.
Gross. Don't do that, anybody. No.
All right. That's the show.
That's the show. We're wrist deep into the outro right now.
Very much so. So thank you very much to Daniel. I hope we've provided problems for you.
The problems that you asked for.
Yes. And thank you to all of our lols. We hope we've provided problems for you as well.
And we're just going to take a little moment right here and have a moment of silence for our lost lols.
They're lost to us because we've solved all their problems.
Yes. But if they listen to this episode, then maybe we got them back.
Yeah.
And if they listen to this episode,
then they're not a lost.
They're not lost. So we got them back. We did it, guys.
All right. Well, you can find us. We have a website. I'm not allowed to say it again because I've already said it before.
But you can say all the things that can happen at AmateurTarot.com.
Oh, well, at AmateurTarot.com.
No, you can't say AmateurTarot.com.
Okay. At our website, you can ask us a question.
Mm-hmm.
Or ask us for a problem.
Or see all the pictures of the cards.
This adorable picture of Mr. Whiskers.
Of Mr. Whiskers. Wait, is it Mr. Whiskers or just Whiskers?
It's Whiskers, but I called him Mr. Oh. As a, like a little...
Like to give him a little boost.
Yeah. We also have a phone number, 314-325-6047. If you call that three times in the next 10 minutes of us recording this episode, you will get a tin of Altoids mints.
Mmm. They're curiously strong.
Okay, I guess we should ask them for some money now.
We have a Twitter at Tarot Amateur. We do cards of the day there.
And we have an Instagram at Amateur Tarot. We also do cards
of the
day.
Where we do cards of the day, yeah.
We also have a Facebook group/ Amateur Tarot where Maggie posts a lot of great content for you to interact with.
Yes. I have a Twitter account that I barely ever use at Zen Iron Man.
And now that you know his handle, if you type that in three times fast.
Yeah, if you at me three times.
If you at Brian three times, he will show up at your house.
If you at me three times within the next 10 minutes of us recording this episode.
I also have a website at makingallthisup.com.
And
if you type it in three times, you won't get to the right.
You'll probably just get a 404.
Yeah. So just type it in once. But when you get there, you can type your email address into the subscribe box three times to get three copies of the same email every week about helping you be more creative and productive in your life.
We have a Patreon. If you want to go to patreon.com/
If you donate there three times, we'll be very grateful.
And we are on Apple Podcasts. That is 88% of you listening know that for sure. Please rate and review us there. It doesn't cost anything and it helps us out a lot.
And we'd appreciate it.
We would really appreciate it.
All right. Well, this week, thank you to Rumpelstiltskin.
Rumpelstiltskin? Obviously,
Rumpelstiltskin. For turning all of our straw into gold.
Spoiler alert, magic is real.